الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. Among the various ayahs that we read between yesterday and today, one of them is رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. This is something that we should try and recite, especially those individuals that are either single and wanting to get married, or those individuals that are married. We should make the dua, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Simply put, O Allah, make those individuals that are part of me and those that are part of my family, make them a coolness to my eyes. Every individual gets into a relationship with one thing in mind, that my family must love me and I must love my family. When my family looks at me, they must not look at me as a tyrant, and when I look at them, I look at them in an affectionate and loving manner as well. This is the desire of every individual. However, we will notice that this is not what is taking place in our families, in our lives. There's another hadith that makes mention that if you got married for money, you'll never see that money. If you got married for only looks, you will never get that looks. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set a criterion, and the criterion of marriage is the following. As the brother read, أَنَ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. The idea of marriage is so that you will be happy and follow that which is good, and thereafter have the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend down upon you both and build in mawaddah, build in every type of love between the both. So what is the criterion of marriage for those that are young? The criterion is very simple. The criterion is you look for a person naturally that you find appealing and attracted to, that individual that has a good lineage, and that individual, for a man, he must try to find a woman that has a little bit less wealth than him so she can appreciate him. And as far as a woman is concerned, she should try to marry someone that she will respect and she is willing to say proudly that so and so is my husband. Generally, and the main thing of all these three comes the fourth one, is try to marry an individual that also has deen in their life. Because that becomes later on in life the most important element. Beauty comes, beauty goes, wealth will come, wealth will go. As far as the lineage is concerned, they may keep up to it, they may not. But as far as deen is concerned, if they have that, then inshallah, everything will fall into place. Sad to say, that is not something we look at as a first priority. We look at everything besides deen. We look for money, we look for beauty, we look for all, we look for lineage. And as far as deen is concerned, we somehow sidetrack it. And in the end, we pay a very, very severe price. So this is a dua we should make. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. That, O Allah, gift me a good family, a good spouse. O Allah, make it such that I will also get good offspring. And also, all this will create a coolness in my eye when I interact with them. Talking of a very brilliant woman, on the topic of women, is that there was a woman at the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and I've mentioned the story many times before, so we'll just keep it very, very short. When Sulaiman alayhi salam sent the message of this woman to come into the fold of what we will call Islam, the fold of whatever Sulaiman alayhi salam was following, etc., then there was some resistance that was held by those that were around her. And her minister said that, you know, we are individuals that are very, very strong. قَالُوا نَحْنُ أُلُو قُوَّةٍ وَأُلُو بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْكَ فَانْظُرِي مَاذَا تَأْمُرِينَ. In other words, we have strength. We can be ruthless if necessary. And we can take care of Sulaiman alayhi salam or all these individuals that are going to come and attack us. This teaches us something very significant. The ulama derive, and when they look at this ayah, in relationship to modern day warfare. What is modern day warfare? Is it necessarily to uplift democracy? The idea of modern day warfare generally, let us get more resources. Let us go and take individuals captive.
Let us go to a particular place, distribute wealth, and buy the people of that place off, and make them do what we wish for them to do. That's what it has come down to generally. And if you study the works of, I believe, Chomsky and many other Western authors as well, they make it very, very well known that warfare in modern times has become a ruthless business. Now, what does the Quran say? This woman, I mean, this was a woman. See, people say women are naqisul aql, they're deficient in the brain. No, no, no. Many people use this phrase, and they use this phrase wrongfully, because that word is found in hadith. Actually, what that phrase means is that Allah has given a woman a lot of intelligence. However, there are those women that wish to use their intelligence in a wrongful manner. It's not that women have less of a brain than a man. In fact, if a woman is bigger than me, you say she has a bigger brain than me. So I have less of a brain than her. It has nothing to do with brain size. It has to do with how that brain is used. Yesterday we spoke about وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When a jahil meets you, you say salam. It doesn't mean that jahil is ignorant. It means that an individual is very knowledgeable, but is using their knowledge in the wrongful manner. Therefore, according to the parameters of deen, that person is ignorant. Same thing regarding women. They are very, very good. That's why I mentioned this hadith so many times. A woman can snatch the intelligence of an intelligent man. A woman, you look at Mishkat Sharif, the brother laughed. This is the exact, in the Arabic you translate it to the English, what it says, a woman can snatch the intelligence of an intelligent man. That is why many years later, the man will look at the spouse and say, what did I get myself into? Now, this is not to talk bad about women. What we are saying here, Allah has given women a lot, and we have to help our daughters rechannel that energy. Now, coming back to Bilqis, may Allah shower blessings upon her. That is what she said. She said the following, as far as you ministers are concerned, you are giving me ideas that I can do whatever is necessary to destroy that man, Sulaiman al-Salam and his army. However, let me tell you one thing. إِنَّ الْمُلُوكُ, in other words, the dominant party, إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَا, when they come to a place, whatever that place is, you think of the country, you know international politics more than I do. When armies walk in, أَفْسَدُوهَا, what are the things they do? They corrupt that place. وَجَعَلُوا, and they make, what do they make? أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِيَا أَذِلَّةَ, they degrade the people of that place. وَكَذَٰلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ, that is basically how they carry on in their decision making. So thereafter, she began to evaluate the issue of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and as we know, later on, she became amongst the family of the very best. The bottom line, she used her wisdom in a very good manner. Now I'll end up with a little bit of a jinn story here. قَالَ عِفْرِيدٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ. There was a request. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, I have a request. I want you to bring something for me. And the lesson we learn here is the following. While the jinn said, I will bring whatever you want before you can stand up, the following was made note. Iman will be even faster than that in resolving the problem. I will tell you sincerely right now, anyone here that has played with jinn or used a jinn to resolve their problem, whether it is marriage, whether it is finances, whether it is creating dominance in the family over wife, husband, etc., etc., I can write it down with my blood that the success of that situation generally did not last you more than 4 to 6 months. And if it was an issue of marriage, after 4 to 6 months, the other one began to say, I don't know what I got myself into. And many people that remain in that relationship only do so because either there are children involved or now they are trying to create some balance out of an imbalanced situation. Therefore, the solution is not the idea of dealing with individuals that write all these ruqya, etc., etc., down. Rather, it is to deal with the power of Allah. And the power of Allah is While I may say that I can bring something before you stand up, the power of Allah is quicker than that of an ayyaratadda ilayka tarfuk. It can occur in the blink of an eye. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, why do we talk about this aspect? One of the signs of Qiyamah and the signs of the time coming to an end, the sign of that is individuals will become mubtala, will become involved in all these evil things. So from Sulaiman alayhi salam we learn the first issue, the issue of woman. That is, this woman Bilqis was a very good woman, and she understood warfare many, many years ago, and understood that peace and recognizing that which is good and following that which is good, even though she may have been in tremendous amount of power, was much more valuable than creating further devastation for herself and those individuals around her. In the essence of time, we will end up over there. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.